This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Blown Off.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Good morning, Shelby.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for responding so quickly. I thought it would take longer.
Well, we wanted to find out more about what's going on with Austin. Tell us about what's happening.
God, I don't even know where to start. Things could be better with Austin. The last time we spoke, he asked me to leave him alone.
Oh.
Oh, so you're not leaving him alone right now.
So your response to leaving him alone is to have us call him.
Yeah, and so he didn't say for you guys to leave him alone.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. All right, so why did he tell you to leave him alone?
Well, I think I was sort of annoying him to go out on another date, but to be fair, he ghosted me for a while, and I wouldn't let it go. That's why he probably sent that to me. He basically has ghosted me twice. So I have no idea what his original reason was.
All right. How did you guys meet each other?
We actually met each other in college years ago, but we ran into each other at a restaurant recently. So we struck up a conversation, and I gave him my number.
Okay, and you went on a date after that?
Yeah. Well, we had wine and a board game night, and it was really fun, and things went really well. But I guess he had other ideas.
All right. So how long has it been since you've seen him?
You know, I don't know. It's been a while now, maybe a month or like maybe 5 or 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And for clarification, the last thing he said to you was, leave me alone.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do the opposite of that.
Yeah.
We've got Austin's phone number, and we're going to give him a call. We're going to figure out why he's been blowing you off.
This is Blown Off with Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, just a little bit ago, we chatted with Shelby, who had a date recently with a guy named Austin. They had a little wine and board game night that Shelby said it was fun and things went well, right, Shelby?
Yeah, we had a great time. I really believe that he was really into it, so.
Wires must be crossed somewhere, because the last text that Shelby has from Austin was him telling her to leave him alone.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, technically,
I don't think he really means it. I don't know.
You don't think he really means it.
Really good time.
Just because he said it doesn't mean he means it.
And in all technicality, my name and your name, Cheyenne, is not Shelby.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, he said, Shelby, leave me alone. So we do have Austin's phone number. We're gonna figure out the real reason why he's blowing you off, Shelby. And here we go. Let's call Austin.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Austin.
This is him. Who's this?
Austin. My name's Gunner. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We do a morning show on Camel Country, 107.9 here in Phoenix. And you're on the air. Is that okay?
I guess.
All right. We'd love to talk to you about a date that you had with Shelby. And we're looking for a little bit more information as to what's going on there.
Shelby asked you guys to call me?
Yeah.
You do realize that you guys are not the first people she's had call me, right?
Oh,
didn't know.
We did not realize that.
This is getting out of hand. Oh.
So what happened?
She had a friend call me, actually, and I don't know why I picked up, but I did.
Well, I mean, it's a phone number you don't recognize. So, all right. So, what did the friend say?
Her friend was cursing me out, yelling into the phone. I couldn't get a word in edgewise, saying I need to call Shelby back. It was insane. It was BS. I'm so over this girl at this point. I can't believe she's doing this.
We hear you.
Yeah, we definitely did not know any of that.
Would you be able to tell us one thing, though?
What's that?
Why didn't you initially call her back after the first date?
It's actually kind of silly and weird and funny, but we were having our first date, a first date at her house. We played board games and whatnot, and I noticed that her cat, she has a cat, I noticed her cat's litter box, or whatever you call it, hadn't been changed in a while. So I brought it up to her, and she asked me if I would change it.
What?
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. I'm not going to clean up her cat's poop. I don't know this girl. I told her, get out of here. And that was the weird part, because I told her absolutely not, and she got so upset with me, as if like she couldn't believe I wouldn't do this thing for her.
All right.
She's crazy.
Austin, Shelby is on the phone with us. She's been hearing the entire conversation.
Of course she is.
Shelby, what do you got to say here?
You know what, Austin? You're the biggest piece of I've ever known, and I just... How dare you treat me like this?
Why do you keep reaching out to me? Take a hint. I didn't pick up the phone or call you back because I don't want to talk to you. Move on.
Oh, you just didn't
want
to change my cat box stuff. Whatever. You know what? I'll leave you alone, but I just want to say with one last kiss goodbye, I'm going to leave a bunch of cat crap on your porch. So,
I wouldn't put that past you. I guess I'll clean it up like you said on the first date.
Okay.
All right. It doesn't sound like there's going to be a second date after this whole little debacle here.
No.
Shelby, so now you know why he's been blowing you off. What's going on with the cat and the cat box and all that?
He just caught me between different not changing it. Caught me on the second day.
Yeah.
You want to ask somebody to clean up their cat on a first date?
That is a valid point.
This is a good point.
Well, I guess going forward, Shelby, I guess to make a note is to make sure the cat box is clean before the next date.
And don't ask them to do it for you.
Yeah, roger that.
All right, Shelby.
I have no words.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, just I guess a lesson learned for everybody, just clean the cat box before the first date.
And maybe don't ask your date to do it.
That's true, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.